Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Episode 5, The Things We Are Prepared to Walk Away From by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the show if you're a subscriber. And if you're new to the show, awesome. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, where I read to you some of my, and let's be honest, the world's favorite blog posts about productivity, minimalism, and improving your life all around. Before I start reading, though, here's a quick word from my sponsor, me. Yes, I sponsor my own show because I'm only at episode 5, so if you enjoy the show today, all I ask is you visit my site at oldpodcast.com and join the newsletter. It's a quick once-a-week email that highlights awesome tips and great finds for you, and plus it comes with a free gift. So with that, on with the show. Today I'll be reading to you a post from Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. This is actually the second post I'm reading of his. He's just that good. He and Ryan, the other minimalist on the site, are actually working on a film together, so we'll definitely have to check that out once it's available. All right, that covers that. So let's get moving and start optimizing your life. The Things We Are Prepared to Walk Away From by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com. What are you prepared to walk away from? This oft unasked question shapes one of the most important principles in my life. We're all familiar with the age-old theoretical situation in which our home is burning and we must grab only the things that are most important to us. Of course, most of us would not dash into the inferno and reach for material things first. We'd ensure the safety of our loved ones and pets. Then, once they were safe, we grab only the irreplaceable things, photo albums, computer hard drives, family heirlooms. Everything else would be lost in the conflagration. I tend to look at this situation a tad differently, though, taking the hypothetical a bit further. There's a scene in Heat in which Neo McCauley, Robert De Niro, says, "Allow nothing in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat." Although my life isn't anything like Macaulay's, he's the movie's bad guy, I share his sentiment. Almost everything I bring into my life, material possessions, ideas, habits, and even relationships, I must be able to walk away from at a moment's notice. Many of you will disagree with me because this ideology might sound crass or insensitive, but I like to posit that it is actually the opposite. Our preparedness to walk away is the ultimate form of caring. If I purchase new possessions, I need to make certain I don't assign them too much meaning. Being able to walk away means I won't ever get too attached to my belongings, and being unattached to stuff makes our lives tremendously flexible, filled with opportunity. If I take on a new idea or habit, I do so because it has a potential to add value to my life. New ideas shape the future me. Same goes for new habits. Over time, my ideas change, improve, and expand, and my current habits get replaced by new habits that continue to help me grow. Our readiness to walk away from ideas or habits means we're willing to grow. We're willing to constantly pursue a better version of ourselves. If I bring a new relationship into my world, I know I must earn their love, respect, and kindness. I also expect they, too, are willing to walk away should I not provide the support and understanding they require. This means we must both work hard to contribute to the relationship. We must communicate and remain cognizant of each other's needs. And above all, we must care. These fundamentals, love, understanding, caring, communication, build trust, which builds stronger relationships in the long run. Sounds paradoxical, but our willingness to walk away actually strengthens our bond with others. In the opposite stance, being chained by obligation to a relationship is disingenuous, a false loyalty birthed from pious placation. There are obvious exceptions to this rule. There are certain things we cannot easily walk away from: a marriage, a business partnership, a job that pays the rent, a passion. The key is to have as few exceptions as possible. Naturally, even these exceptions aren't exceptions for everyone. Marriages often end, as do businesses. People get laid off and passions change over time. Even though we might not be able to walk away from these things in 30 seconds flat, we can ultimately walk away when these situations no longer add value to our lives, or worse, when they drain value from our lives. Everything I allow into my life enters it deliberately. If my home was aflame, there's nothing I own that can't be replaced. All my photos are scanned. All my important files are backed up. And all my stuff has no real meaning. Similarly, I'm prepared to walk away from nearly anything, even our website, teaching, or writing, if need be. Doing so safeguards my continued growth and improves my relationships with others, both of which contribute to a fulfilling life, a life of meaning. It was C.S. Lewis who, 50 years ago, eloquently said, "Don't let your happiness depend on something you may lose." In today's material world, a world of fear-fueled clinging, his words seem more apropos than ever. You just listened to the blog post titled "The Things We Are Prepared to Walk Away From" by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the "must not take yourself too seriously" and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than "hey"? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
How about you? Do you easily walk away from things, both big and small? Is it difficult? Do you attach yourself to them? I'm curious. Just send me a tweet. I'd love to start a conversation. You can find me at Old Podcast on Twitter. One last time, I am my own sponsor and providing this content to you for free. So if you enjoyed it, please subscribe to the short weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com. That's how I know I should keep doing this for you. I'd love to keep doing it, just need a little support. And that's one more episode in the books. Thank you for joining. Your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.